USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mixed messages again from the Trump administration when it comes to Russian meddling in U.S. elections. At the White House yesterday, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said Russia was involved in meddling in the 2016 presidential election. And he added,
"We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States."
Hours later, at a campaign-style rally in Pennsylvania, President Trump focused on how well he got along when he met with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, adding,
"Now we're being hindered by the Russian hoax. It's a hoax, okay?"
Evacuations going on in Lynchburg, Virginia, where they're concerned a dam could fail at any time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Officials say fire conditions in California could only get worse this weekend in areas where crews are struggling to contain the biggest fires burning in that state. A red flag warning is in place until Saturday for parts of Northern California. That means strong winds coupled with dry weather. That warning including areas around Redding where the Carr fire has now burned over 126,000 acres. Seven ISIS members killed by an airstrike when they infiltrate Israel from Syria.
I spoke to Jonathan Conrica, spokesman for the Israeli Defense Forces, who said the seven terrorists were fully armed.
We found five vests with explosives, and we found an equal amount of the AK-47 Kalashnikovs, clearly indicating that this terrorist squad were on a hostile mission intending to infiltrate into Israel, most likely in order to kill Israeli civilians.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Forensic experts working to identify the remains of over 50 possible U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. A top forensic expert says the remains turned over by North Korea this week are, in his words, consistent with being Americans. Dr. John Byrd telling reporters the bones appear to be from the Korean War era. Byrd saying military items provided, along with the 55 boxes of remains, do match equipment that had been issued to U.S. forces in the early 1950s. The number of people sickened by eating tainted McDonald's salad is now up to nearly 400, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which says the outbreak has been linked to salad mixes from a California produce company. Salinas-based Fresh Express, the supplier of the bagged salads tainted with the Cyclospora parasites, the fast food company had to halt all salad sales at 3,000 franchises as a precaution because of the multi-state outbreak. And pop singer Demi Lovato is reportedly agreeing to enter rehab after last week's apparent drug overdose. TMZ reporting that plans for the 25-year-old singer to enter a live-in treatment facility have been made. It's reported that she was being pressured to either get help or lose some of the people closest to her. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.